fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand. So let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome to Common Sense Radio. That's right, Common Sense Radio, coming to you every Thursday evening. Thank you for joining us. You're right where you should be, in front of your radio, tuned in to listen to what the story is, the backstory, the sides, or whatever is going on. You're right here at Common Sense Radio, right where you belong. And hey, we are here every week without fail. And how is it possible? You might be worried about the global warming freezing our nation to death, and that the electrons might be moving slow. But we have the electron warmer right here. He rubs them. He gets them warm. He coaxes them along. And he makes sure no matter how cold it is across this country, those electrons keep moving. He almost cuddles with them. It's just something to watch. It really is. It's just something to watch. But it's all possible through our award-winning engineer, electron warmer himself, co-host, executive producer, all-around nice guy. And yes, ladies, the electrons like to cuddle with him. You can reach him here at 343-0106. Mark Holliday.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate that. Cuddling with the electrons.
That's right, ladies.
Yeah, I think Tesla may have done some of that, too.
I think he did.
The inventor of FM radio, for those not aware.
Not aware. Yeah.
Nikola Tesla.
Yep, he cuddled with electrons.
Right.
So all of you that want to cuddle with Mark the electron warmer, just text right in to 343-0106. He is the guy.
Oh, man.
All right. And also with us, to try to bring some decorum and dignity to this wayward show, our director of quality assurance, executive producer, a co-host, all-around nice gal, United States Coast Guard, Gold Star wife, Teresa Taylor, is in the house.
Great to be here.
Woo! And here we are. We're back. And I already got the global warming thing out. Mm-hmm. I mean, records are smashed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. They said they've never been this cold in Chicago, ever, ever. People literally freezing to death. 75 yeah. below.
Yeah.
Well, and I'd never really heard of the freeze quakes. No, wait, I'm not.
Frost quake.
What's a frost quake?
Yeah.
I heard that.
Good
what
question,
is that?
It's
right?
Like kind of like in the cartoons when the something freezes over and it rumbles. And it just seems
like
exaggerated.
A glacier does.
Well, but apparently, I guess it can just freeze and there's shifting that takes place.
Well, there's cracking. Yeah, if you have like a river or something, you can hear there's cracking.
And well, but I think it goes deeper.
Goes deeper.
I don't know. You'd have to ask the people who are suffering from. They say it's a little scary.
They're still cold. Yeah. They had to set in Chicago. I think it was on the subway lines. They literally had to set the rails on fire.
Yeah, well, that's not an unusual situation for freezing cold weather. No, I mean, setting the railroad tracks on fire, whether it's an L or a locomotive freight train.
Where have you lived that you've seen? I've never heard of that before.
Oh, yeah. If you know anything about trains, you know that, that in years past, when it's gotten really cold, they set the rails on fire. For a couple of reasons. Number one, you want to make sure that there's no ice that has formed on it. And number two, because they're made out of steel, and what happens when it gets real cold and steel contracts?
It
gets smaller, and so you want to kind of keep it warm so that it doesn't contract so small. There's expansion gaps in those rails anyway.
To allow it to contract and expand with heat.
Right, so
cold.
It doesn't buckle when it gets hot, but then again, it could...
Could be a problem if it contracts too much.
Exactly. So there's a couple of reasons for that, but that's not an unusual situation to do when the weather gets this cold.
So did you set your electrons on a fire?
My electrons are always burning and smoking.
Burning and smoking. Who knew that Mark was an expert on flaming rails?
I know. He's like forging fire.
I don't know if I'm an expert. I'm more of a Renaissance man. I know a little bit about a lot of things.
Yeah. Well,
but only a little bit.
I can see it now. Somebody's going to walk in a Havana Ray cigar bar and lounge tonight and ask for a flaming rail. I want a flaming rail. I want to have what Mark Holliday's having.
You know, that would be a good name for a band. as is Frostquake would be a good name for a band.
Or Cocktails. Both of those would be good cocktail names.
Cocktail names. Yeah.
The Frostquake.
Yeah. Flaming Rail. I see where you're buying
the Flaming
those.
Rail. Yeah. must be happy hour.
I go to the music, you go to the booze.
There you go. Now, you were just telling us right before we went on something we had no idea about.
Well.
Because I guess, you know, all good conservative things are being shadow banned or they're being suppressed by the media. Didn't know it.
You know,
tell us what you went to D.C.
I did. I just got back.
And you delivered the State of the Union.
And yes. Yes.
See y'all thought you missed it. Trump didn't do it. Teresa did it.
That's right.
Tell us about
that. That's actually exactly what happened. I was invited to come and stand with a group called Moms for America. It's a grassroots conservative bunch of women who've had enough. And it was just my honor and pleasure to get to do it. I represented Gold Star families.
Cool.
There was a speaker there who represented, she was a FBI agent's widow who was killed by an illegal who should have never been here. She gave a very powerful talk. All of this is on our Facebook page.
Is your talk there?
All of it, from start to finish.
When did you put it there?
It was covered by Breitbart. It was on Fox and Friends in New York City
When did you put it on our Facebook page?
That night. Or maybe Wednesday morning. But let me tell you, and like you and I, Pete, are Facebook friends.
Yeah.
Just normally.
I never saw it.
Like you didn't, and I, who knows? But despite
Facebook. They're shadow banning you.
They mm-hmm. are. But let mm-hmm. me tell you, to date, we've had almost 500,000 views.
Wow.
It blew up, like the website crashed because when you watch it, it's so powerful.
In fact,
all these women, moms, just people who know we got to do something to keep our country a place where our kids will have a shot, they just locked on. And the really, really cool thing is that even liberals that are kind of just recognizing, hey, we might not agree on everything, but we all agree we want our kids to grow up in a safe place,
right?
In a place full of liberty and freedom that we've enjoyed. And they even like asking all kinds of questions. What can we do to get involved? It literally reached across the aisle.
Really reached across
the aisle? In a neat way.
Did they show up in their pink hats?
Oh, no. No,
no, no, they didn't do that.
No, not at all. But I would love for all of our listeners, just go on our Facebook page and look for it. Because when I look on our Facebook page, it's there. But it's like there's no likes or anything. And it's completely
banned. I guess I should look at our Facebook page more often.
I mean,
it's moving. It's really moving.
I liked our Facebook page.
Yeah.
I did not see. I mean, I very rarely get posts from you unless I go searching. I very rarely get posts from Common Sense Radio.
We don't post a lot, but we post regularly.
Yeah, and I don't get them. They don't show up in my news feeds.
I know we're being banned. We're going to have to try to trick Facebook, I guess, and come up with a different. Maybe there's a way around it.
We could have played some clips from your State of the Union.
Well, maybe we can dig them up.
We have to dig them up.
Yeah,
we got to dig those up, play some clips.
Well, that's the great thing about once it's online, it's there, and we can find it. And you can go to – I'll go ahead and I put the information so if people want to join. But it's very simple. It's Moms March for America, momsforamerica.us. But it's all
there. Momsforamerica.us, mm-hmm. Okay.
But, yeah, it was just really cool. I met some wonderful people, just very humbled to be there, right there on Capitol Hill.
So momsforamericaus.com?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or no, it's .us.
.us. Oh, mm-hmm. momsforamerica.us.
Momsforamerica.us.
Oh, there it is. She's got it written out.
It's okay.
It's better. Okay,
it's
momsforamerica.us. You got to go check it out. You got to go to our Facebook page and see the clips from there and Teresa up in Washington.
Well, you know, I was thinking how you got to go to the State of the
Union
last year. So I was like, well.
I said, I only got to go watch. They had Teresa come up and
similar.
Give
actually
the State
do
of
do it,
Union.
Yeah.
And it would have been cool if Trump would have showed up.
Well.
And listened.
Honestly.
And just listened. That would have been pretty cool.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised if it doesn't make it to his plate somehow.
Yeah, it should.
It really might.
So now did y'all have a pretty good crowd?
We did. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, where'd you do
it
that?
At the Phyllis Schlafly Center, which I didn't even know was a thing. But
oh,
it's right on
yeah.
Capitol Hill.
Wow.
Yeah, it's neat. It was
really
neat.
Cool. This was Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And it happened really quick. We just did it. Yeah.
No, that's awesome.
It was great.
But see, that's one thing you don't see. It's nowhere in the news. You can't, if you Google it, you probably can't find it. You got to, I don't know, you got to go to what, Bing
it's
or Zippy?
It's definitely being hidden now. And probably because it took off, yeah. So they have
to go somewhere else to find these things. But what they're hiding is they want you to believe that every woman is actually an abortion-loving liberal zealot. That's what they want to believe, that if you're a woman, you have to be an abortion-loving liberal zealot.
Right.
They want you to believe that. They don't want you to believe that women like Teresa exist.
Well, and we're not going to put up with it anymore. You know, we have a voice.
That's what I want to hear.
We're going to use it.
We're not
That's
putting
it.
Up with this anymore.
That's right.
All right. Well, look, we got lines open and at 251-343-0106, or you can give us a text. Why are we playing the Air Force?
I don't know. It was right there. It just automatically came in there. I don't know.
I want a little anchors away, darn it.
I'll look into it.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right. Welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And look, there's... We got the star of the State of the Union here with us tonight, Teresa. Don't forget to go check that out on our Facebook. There'll be more to come on that. A lot of different little news items out there that we want to try to get to. Some of them are pretty big. One of them, this bizarre thing in Chicago, other than being frozen with flaming rails and frostbites, this actor from this TV show, Empire.
Yeah, I you know
he apparently he knows something about flaming rails.
He's an openly gay actor
from what I understand, and his character is gay.
Yeah, okay.
Or something like that.
I have to admit I'm not as up to speed on that story as I probably should be. But
here this is weird. So it's freezing cold,
right?
I mean freezing cold. So yep. I don't know why anybody's out. And a couple nights ago. I guess it was just a few nights ago. I don't even show when, how many nights ago. This guy, this actor, was apparently said he was walking down the street at about 2 a.m. in Chicago, which as cold as it is, why are you walking down the street at 2 a.m.? When he was assaulted, beaten, they put a rope around his neck and just assaulted him and kind of roughed him up. And he went to the police. I guess he got to the police or the hospital. I'm not sure. And it said that these were Trump supporters because they beat him. Oh. They were trying to beat him up and
I'm
tell him this
I'm
is MAGA country.
Yeah, I'm pulling it up right now.
And we were like, my first thought was, there's actually two Trump supporters in Chicago? Really?
Well, yeah.
Really?
Good point.
I mean, so that was a shock first that there's actually two Trump supporters supposedly, and that they're walking around at 2 in the morning on a frozen night in Chicago looking for a gay black man to harass and tell him. And so no, they've been scouring all over trying to piece together the story. He said he was on the phone with his agent or somebody, his publicist, I guess, when this happened. So I said, okay, can we please check your phone records? No. They refuse to turn over their phones, the publicist. They're looking, you know, they're going around. The only thing they're going to find is they found a security camera of some street in the area where they saw two guys walking down the road. Now, they have no idea who two guys are.
Right. I'm
right? And, right. But they said, well, there's persons of interest because they were out at 2 o'clock in the morning on a street in that neighborhood. We want to talk to them. So. But you can't see anything. It's a security camera. These guys are down on the street. They're all bundled up. I don't know how you can tell anything. And then I love this one. And a neighbor of his in his neighborhood said, yes, I went to walk my dog about midnight. And when I went out, there was this strange redneck looking guy out there nervously smoking a cigarette. And she describes him and says, you know, he's wearing just a blue jacket and a blue hat, not a red hat, a blue hat.
Right.
And then this was my part. And camel colored dress shoes. And I thought, does anybody know a redneck that owns camel colored dress shoes?
Or knows that's what color you call it.
That's camo.
Yeah, round here, these parts, we call that brown.
It's just brown. Tan.
Tan.
A redneck in camel-colored dress. Apparently, redneck is a completely different connotation in Chicago.
Apparently
I'm sitting here reading the story. It smacks of complete.
Well, they're trying
very
to put it together.
Hard to believe
it's like,
story.
Yeah, you're kind of wondering what's going on. What were you doing? And then the conspiracy theorist in me goes, think about the timing of this.
Mm-hmm.
We're just getting over the Covington Catholic thing
and it's been debunked.
It's been debunked, but they still wanted to come and go. But it doesn't matter. They were wearing red Trump hats, so you know they're racist.
Well,
they deserve our scorn anyway. And it makes me wonder. So
this is the line.
Could this be staged to try to validate the?
And they say this is the line that seems really hard to believe. And I'm reading from the article. The men then scream MAGA before fleeing the scene. Both of them.
Both of them.
Like in unison, like cheerleaders.
MAGA.
Now, first of
there's a lot about this story that just doesn't pass the smell test.
No, not at all.
I call the BS-o-meter out on this.
Oh,
yeah.
Me too.
Can't find. It's just. And apparently he kind of showed up with the rope still around his neck. It sounds like he was pretty inebriated, is my guess. If you're walking around Chicago at 2 in the morning and it's 75 below,
mm-hmm.
and you're outside, I'm thinking you're drunk.
It's just too
what
many
do you, what
things.
Do you,
and
it just
of course,
seems manufactured.
Are there any Trump supporters that are that unintelligent that would be walking around Chicago at 2 o'clock in the morning, -75 degrees outside.
Yes, they're definitely not going to get
most Trump supporters that I know are smarter than that.
Yeah,
and who walks their dog at midnight? I won't even let my dog out. Like sometimes if I don't want to get up out of bed in the morning.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just weird. But you know,
I'll give you
of course. The media's all latching up. See another hate crime, a Trump-inspired hate crime.
Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So we'll
not
watch
fine.
That. I don't know if anything will, that'll flash in the pan, I guess. Okay, shutdown's over. So my only relief is that the Coast Guard is getting paid.
Well, and actually that was sort of what spawned me getting to go to Washington was because, you know, it was infuriating in a sense to see all this bickering, incompetence, and, you know, we have dependents as myself, my children. Are we going to get paid?
Did that affect your pay as well?
It would have had they not reopened. It affected active duty on
active
the 15th. It did affect them on the 15th.
Yeah,
it would have affected me on the 1st.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And retirees.
And retirees. Coast Guard retirees.
Yeah.
Because
so
those
was,
are monthly checks and not paychecks.
Correct.
Yeah. Right.
Well, they come out of the U.S. Coast Guard Treasury.
Right.
Because it
so
didn't affect the Navy.
That's kind of what spawned it when Schumer and who was it, Kennedy, put forth that clean bill just to pay the Coast Guard that said, let's set aside all of this. And
no, Schumer was against it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He completely shot it down and acted
the Coast Guard's doing their job. They're out
we're
there.
We're just pushers or something. And it was infuriating. So that's what spawned it, but it kind of changed.
Oh. So, okay.
When we got there.
So, but anyway, so now Trump said, and then there was a, did Trump cave? Did Trump blinked? And, you know, the Democrats were all, and then some of them, we'll get to this too. They said, he went ahead and blinked because they arrested Roger Stone and they know that they're getting close. So he knew he couldn't. I think he realized, hey, I've got people out here hurting, particularly the Coast Guard.
Right.
Who's
right.
out there literally still doing the jobs. Not like some of the furloughed guys that were just staying at home waiting to get a big check after being on vacation for a month. But there were people, and I think, you know, they keep putting this on Trump, but Trump was trying to get Congress to do their job.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's still trying to get them to do their job to say, you are supposed to do this. You've voted for this before. You say you want border security. Now, you said let open and let's have a negotiation. Let's do it. And there's a bipartisan negotiations going on. But they walk in and they go, and the Democrats are saying, no money for the wall. We'll negotiate with you, but there will no matter what we do, there'll be no money for the wall. And I saw a great tweet said, so the Democrats had no problem paying $2 billion for an Obamacare website that
doesn't work.
Never worked. They had no problem doing that, but they won't put $5 billion to a border wall. And they keep saying it's immoral, but the Border Patrol and all the illegal immigration experts and the border security experts all say, we need barriers.
Yep.
We need a wall. The Border Patrol is begging for. Matter of fact, Border Patrol wives got together. They got angry like y'all
did. I was going to say, not to just keep going back to this, but I don't want our listeners to miss out on hearing. I just had a little part, but the gal who spoke before me, her husband was slaughtered by one of these illegal FBI agent. She gives a powerful line, and it's just basically, I think it's immoral not to have this wall, and here's why. And it's just like, drop the mic. Awesome. You know, wow. And it's so true. You know, there's children growing up now without a father.
Yep.
Because somebody was here, and he's roaming the streets in America still.
Yeah, yeah.
That's immoral.
That is what's immoral. Right. I mean, Trump actually in his little when he made that televised speech here, about a week or two ago, mm-hmm. he said, we don't build the walls because we hate the people outside. We build the wall for the people because we love the people inside.
Right.
I mean, it's really pretty simple. But, you know, maybe what they're showing is the extremism of the Democrats. They won't actually sit down and make a compromise. Like, all right, we'll meet you halfway. We'll give you $2.5 billion.
Yeah.
And they'd probably take that.
And every day the Democrats are showing their
extremism
more and more.
Right. And look, they showed
it
today.
Boys. Keep
there
going.
Was a record bust of fentanyl on the Arizona border today. The Border Patrol.
Oh, I saw that.
A record
yeah.
bust. They said enough fentanyl yeah. to kill out how many millions of people.
Because
it's
it
just
doesn't take a
on
lot of
the
that.
Border.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a question. When the 3 weeks are up, are we going to have a compromise or is Trump going to declare a national emergency?
I think he'll declare a national emergency.
I think that's where we're heading. He's going to. So I don't think he caved. I think he's playing.
I think I've said that all along.
And he's exposing how crazy they are.
Mm-hmm.
They're absolutely crazy. Okay, we got lines open, and we'll get to calls after the break. Give us a call or a text at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. In the bottom of the hour, we go to a special sponsor, ABC Signs and ABC Shirts. That's right, that is your headquarters for custom-made signs, custom-made dry-fit shirts, promotional materials for your business, or if you're crazy and you're running for political office, you can go there. Got to call Greg Callahan at 877-744-6750. Help you out with signs or shirts. Go to abcshirts.biz, or abcsigns.biz. They're your guys. And they bring you wit and wisdom from our 40th president, Ronald Wilson Reagan.
Mr. Speaker, Mr. President, distinguished members of the Congress, honored guests, and fellow citizens. Today marks my first State of the Union address to you, a constitutional duty as old as our republic itself. President Washington began this tradition in 1790 after reminding the nation that the destiny of self-government and the preservation of the sacred fire of liberty is finally staked on the experiment entrusted to the hands of the American people. For our friends in the press who place a high premium on accuracy, let me say, I did not actually hear George Washington say that.
All right, I picked one, a little levity and all the crap that would, but I picked it because I was looking for him saying something about the press, and I was running out of time, and I didn't find anything, and one of my colleagues at work reminded me of this one. I said, you know, that is a good one to show that you got to watch the press twisting everything. And back then, it was a little bit different. They would try to twist it a little bit, you know, or take out a – now, it's totally fake news.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the column this week is media mobs are the enemy of the people. And you need to call news.com or the tricityledger.com and read. Media mobs are the enemy of the people. Trump was right about that, about the media being the enemy of the people.
Yeah.
And the Covington Catholic thing, actually, it shows it because you had the media go out and the column, my column goes through it. And we, if we get time, we might get to the, the details of it. But you had watched the video. I watched the video after the show last week. Those kids actually acted very admirably in the circumstance,
right?
And they were really being put upon by the black Hebrew Israelites, who were actually chastising the Native Americans too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
They were vile.
That group is an equal opportunity hater.
Oh, they were hating on.
They hate
everybody. And they were and black people that disagreed with them, they called them the N-word and told them to get out. I mean, they were heinous and vile. And it actually, when you watch it, it actually looks like the Indians were trying to come to the aid. When you watch the thing, all of a sudden they start beating their drums and they march put themselves between the black Hebrew Israelites, and they march right up into the group of kids. The kids didn't approach them. They marched right up into their faces, the kids actually thought, oh, wow, they're coming to be on our side. And so they saw the kids being animated because they thought, hey, we're with them. And they were like dancing and chanting to the drums and everything.
Right.
They didn't know what was going on.
No.
But the whole point is the media didn't find out what the real story was. They saw red hats. That's the cardinal sin. Mm-hmm. You wore the red hat, the Make America Great hat, so you must be a racist. So this was racist kids, bigoted marauders from Kentucky, kids, white children of privilege, harassing Native Americans. They went with it, and then the social media got into the we talked about this a little bit last week, into the lynch mob.
Yeah.
I mean, they were advocating death. A guy posted a Disney producer posted a picture of the Fargo wood chipper with the blood spurting out, saying this is what should happen to these kids.
Yep.
Saturday Night Live producer said she would offer oral sex to anybody who punches him in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Some country music guy said he'd offer all of his signed albums to anybody that would go beat the kid up. I mean, these were adults advocating harm on children.
Yeah. Well, and you know what, Pete? And honestly, the more I've thought about it, I blame the media for that, and I'll tell you why. I have a friend. His name is Mike Randall. He's a huge guy. He works with the NFL.
Right.
He does 7-foot. He's telling me, he's like, you know, I was just in New York. He said, I wore my Make America Great hat everywhere I went. And I said, did you really? And he's just, you know, he's like, yeah, I did it just because I can, just to piss everybody off. That's what he says. I mean, that's his words. And he goes, now I wouldn't recommend you do it because you're not my size. But I loved it. And you know what? That's kind of the point. It's more like we're so fed up because the media has almost created this issue of the hat.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't even a big deal. And
it's the new hood.
He made this comment to me before the
This happened with Covington.
Yeah, and it's just, it's almost like we feel like our voices have been silenced. It's come down to, okay, if I'm going to wear this hat to say I support what's going on in this country,
right.
Where did that come from? Well, it come from this media that's trashing everything positive Trump's tried to do.
They're maligning his supporters.
Yeah, yeah.
And really what they're doing, and this is the whole moral of the story, the media is actually inciting the people against each other.
Yeah.
They're actually inciting it. They're feeding, they're putting gas on the fire. And, you know, it's really not like that. I see people all over helping each other. You know, when we work locally, we work across the aisle between Republicans and Democrats. We don't always agree, but people work together, whether it's city government, county government, state government. That's actually going on. In our communities, I see people all the time. And I see it also racially diverse.
Sure.
I see black people helping white people helping black people and being very courteous and sweet to it all the time.
Oh,
this
yeah.
This is not the reality that
it's
we're seeing
not.
In the press.
You know, I was
it's
thinking about it again. I love flying, being in the airport, being in the big cities. Had great conversations with my Uber drivers. None of them are white, you know, by the way. But just, it's interesting to see nothing is the picture that's painted.
No.
No.
It's really not.
The media is fake news. They are painting the wrong picture of what is really happening in America and how Americans are.
Enemy of the state.
They are the enemy.
And are enemy of the people.
They are the enemy of the people.
Ally of the state, I guess, maybe.
Yeah, ally of the deep state.
Of the deep state.
So anyway, so that's the column. And look, we got Taxman is holding patiently to talk about the Coast Guard pay. Taxman, go.
Yes, I need some help here now. I'm trying. There's only one Democrat that I can find that voted for the pay of the Coast Guard. That was Joe Manchin.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Where was our senator?
You know what?
What?
It's a good question. I should call and ask him.
You texted in, he was hiding.
Something. He's going to regret the day he comes to our coastal community of Mobile and Baldwin County, because I'm going to give him pure hell every day. And I know how to do it. The tax man, when he gets on your back, you'll pray to God to stay in North Alabama, where those all those damn liberals are.
Yeah.
I think I made my point.
You made your point.
Thank you.
All right.
Right.
Bye.
Thank you, tax man.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, no. And actually, along that, talking, because that made me think, Doug Jones, everybody is expecting Congressman Bradley Byrne to announce at any time that he's going to run. But our state auditor, Jim Ziegler, is out there trying to shake the trees. He's announced an exploratory committee about the run. And he's actually hit a nerve, I think, with Plan Z. Have you heard about this?
I have not.
Because you know that
campaign. Yes.
Well, this is for our state. Mm-hmm. What's happening is some of the powers that be, big business in Alabama, and establishment Republicans have been quietly working for the last year or so to do a gas tax increase.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they want to do it this year for infrastructure. Now, we do need more money for infrastructure, without a doubt. And I heard a lobbyist speak here a couple months ago, and I asked him, because he said the big pitch was, hey, every dime from this goes to infrastructure. And you see and they had all these things that we could do. If you knew that every dime from the gas tanks would go to the infrastructure, what would you support that? That's the And you're kind of like, well, you know, we need it, you know.
Well, then my question is, where is the money from the gas tax going now, if not all to infrastructure?
Exactly. And I asked this lobbyist, he goes, well, not all of it is. I go, well, you know, why don't we get that part? Well, that's Plan Z. He came out and said, I found $63.5 million in the annual budget that's from the gas tax that does not go to infrastructure. And that's his plan, is that let's go and make sure all of that. He said that $63 million a year could buy a billion-dollar bond, and we could do a lot of these projects. So it's very interesting.
Yeah.
And it's going to be we're going to be watching the legislature on that one.
Well, here's the thing. Personally, I don't trust government at any level. Mm-mm. And the higher it gets, the less I trust it.
Right.
And if they're – you know, if they're not using the money that we already are giving them
right
effectively and efficiently, then why should they expect us to willingly give them more?
And expect right. that they'll do it right this
right.
time.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
You're like you always say, it's Lucy in the football.
Exactly.
Over and
exactly.
over and over.
Well, and it goes right back to the parable of the talents. You know,
yeah, you're right.
The one yeah. that, you know, you got 10 talents
you
and you blew it. You got, you know.
You buried your talent. You didn't do anything with it, or you misused it, so you don't get it anymore.
Right, exactly.
And I think that's where that's heading. I think that's all pretty interesting. We got enough time. The other one, because I want to get to the infanticide that's starting to sweep the country here. Mm-hmm. We got to get to that.
That's cool.
But
so
because we only got about a minute, right?
Left. Yeah, about that.
This happened. We got off the air last Thursday, and as we got off the air and went home to go in our beds, Friday morning the FBI raided Roger Stone's house to arrest him.
Mm-hmm.
There was something like dozens of armed FBI guys in SWAT gear at his house at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
to roust him and his wife. He's older. His wife's hearing impaired. She was hearing impaired. The bedroom never heard any of it. They had to go beat on the door.
Right.
Scare the bejesus. This should infuriate every American. Because these white-collar crimes, you know, these are process crimes. Hey, we got some, you lied here, and I think an obstruction of justice, but like 7 counts of lying and obstruction. These are white-collar process crimes.
Right.
Do you know what happens to most of those people?
They get
the FBI
call.
Calls their attorney and says, hey, you've been indicted. We need to arrange for your arrest. You want to just come in?
Yeah.
And you come in. Or if you're on the Hillary Clinton staff, they call you and they say, hey, we want to interview everybody and we'll give you all immunity. Before we know anything about what you've got to say, we're going to give you all immunity.
Right.
And we're going to let you all sit in the same room together so you can hear each other's lies.
Yeah, exactly.
This should infuriate you. that more people showed up, more armed federal agents showed up at Roger Stone's house to arrest an old man of white-collar crime than showed up for Benghazi.
This is political terrorism. This is political terrorism at its worst.
Yes.
This is a page right out of the brown shirts. This is a page right out of Hitler's.
This is what Chavez or Maduro would do in Venezuela.
Sorry, I mean, his wife's deaf also.
Well, she's hearing impaired. And I mean, she
but that would make it so much scarier.
Yeah, you're hearing impaired, and all of a sudden you realize that somebody's bursting into your bedroom?
Yeah.
Armed? What? Taxman says the FBI is the Gestapo. That is Gestapo tactics.
Gestapo tactics. Yeah. Absolutely.
This should not happen to an American. Some, you know, American. Some of the liberals, both of you that are listening out there, are going, oh, they had to raid it to get evidence. They've been investigating this guy for over a year. If he was going to destroy evidence, they would have done it by now, right?
Yeah, right.
Come on, he knows he's been under investigation. He's been interviewed by the FBI. You know what this is like? This is a little bit like Waco.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when they did the raid? This is 25 years ago,
right,
in Waco, Texas. I forget the guy's name, but Koresh.
Yes,
right,
David Koresh. Yes,
they went and raided that thing and wound up in a standoff, burned it down, and killed like 100 women and children doing this thing. When the guy went to Luby's cafeteria two or three times a week to eat lunch,
yeah,
they could have arrested him there. That's should infuriate you. Obviously,
yeah, absolutely.
It does me. So, but hey, we'll be right back with your calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And Taxman said, just texted in, he needs some Coast Guard caps. How can he find them? I'm sure they have them at ATC.
I will work on that for you, Taxman. I am Miss Coast Guard.
Miss Coast Guard can help find some Coast Guard
so
caps.
I will work on that for you, Taxman.
Yeah, I know.
I'll get back to you
we
next
have
week.
Miss Coast Guard 2019.
That's
right here with us.
That's right.
She can go and figure that out. Okay, we got to get to this story. This is crazy. Infanticide is sweeping our country right now. New York passed a law here in the last week or so that now allows abortion right up until delivery. Right up until delivery. So that means you could be going into labor and then go in there and when what they do at that point is they poison the child, I think, at that point.
Yeah.
Earlier on, if you go in before you're that far along, they go in and there's a couple ways. They cut them up in the womb. They literally they butcher the child, or they stick a scalpel into the base of the skull, and they send it. They have a vacuum tube where they vacuum the brain out.
Yeah.
Now, anybody that's seen...
It's so barbaric.
It's so barbaric. It's unbelievable. So all of you that support abortion, I want you to watch an abortion and then come back and say that you still support it. But anyway, so in New York, they were cheering.
Yeah.
They were cheering when they passed this. Governor Cuomo was so happy that he directed World Trade Center 1, or World 1 Center, whatever it is now, to be lit up in pink to celebrate. This is so barbaric. But hey, it doesn't stop there. Rhode Island's considering it. Virginia has a bill that the governor says, oh, this is to protect reproductive rights of women. I don't understand reproductive rights or reproductive health, they call it. What do you mean? So that means that you can just, you know, you can be loose and casual with your body, and then I got pregnant, so I didn't take my pill, I didn't take precautions, or I didn't abstain or whatever. And so there's a human life, and it's an inconvenient truth, so I want you to kill it. I want the right to kill it. Well, here's the chilling part. The governor of Virginia comes out and says, not just right up until the moment of birth. We can deliver the baby and then decide if we want to kill it.
Mm-hmm.
We got that clip of the Virginia governor?
I was not able to get that.
You couldn't get that clip?
I could not get that clip.
Anyway,
my apologies.
He's on a radio program in Virginia, and he's talking about this. This just happened a couple of days ago. And he's saying, yes, if we get to where the baby is being born, and he says we would only do this if there's some problem with the baby. The baby's disabled or deformed. So he says, you may when you look at it, you go, oh, no, it's ugly. We don't want it. It's, or I don't know. He says, we'll deliver the baby and we'll keep it comfortable. This is what his words. Mm-hmm. We'll keep it comfortable, or have a discussion with the mother. And if she wants it, we'll resuscitate it. If not, we'll dispose of the child.
Yeah.
So wait a minute.
Oh, I
We've been fighting for years to not do late-term abortions, that they're generally illegal, not possible in most states.
Right.
Now the states are not only going to have all the way up to birth, now Virginia wants to say, well, you know, you can deliver it and then we'll kill it. How is that not murder?
It definitely is.
It's a child.
It definitely is.
I mean, I don't understand any woman who's ever given birth.
Follow this through to
do this.
To an infant who won't stop crying through the middle of the night, and the mother or the parents, I just can't deal with this anymore.
Yes. We're going to have to. Because he said not just reproductive health, he also.
Mental
health.
Yeah, caught that too.
So if it's the mental health of the wife, she or the mother, if she feels like she's, oh, well, I don't know, mentally,
like,
it might
honestly,
be bad on my mental health. So why don't you snuff the little sucker out?
I mean, honestly, that's part of motherhood. There's an episode for every woman where you literally think you might be losing your mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, really, is not
even
anything unnormal.
Even in these states, even in New York and other states that are considering a bill like this, if you are, let's say, for example, you've had too much to drink, you get behind the wheel of a car, you run into another vehicle, cause an accident, there's a pregnant woman in that car, you are not only charged with
her death, the
homicide, you're also charged with the homicide of the child. If there's a homicide on a pregnant woman for unborn fetus in a DUI case, then how is this
not murder?
Not murder.
It's
There's no way
murder.
It can be.
And the liberals are just screaming.
And this is why I agree with Michael. What's his name? Liberalism is a mental disorder.
Yeah, Michael.
I cannot get my head around how sometimes
there's no way
the liberal argument goes. How you can make sense of it?
It's like
there is no sense to it.
Two opposing things cannot both be true.
Exactly.
Somebody's got to be wrong.
Exactly.
No, there's just no way. And, you know, when you look at the laws as they are, remember Nadal Hassan, the guy who it was Fort Hood?
Oh, yeah, in Waco. Waco again, in Fort Hood.
Fort Hood. That was when, you know, it was the, they're on that base. I think the number was like 13, but then they upped it to 14 because he shot and killed a pregnant woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Remember that?
He shot and killed that. You're right. These both cannot be true. Folks, this is an incredible stain. But again, this shows, maybe this plays into like the wall thing. It shows that the Democrats are bat poop crazy.
Yeah.
They're nuts.
Yeah.
And you can't talk to liberals about it because first thing they say is, well, you have a penis, you have no opinion. What? Men cannot, we are not allowed to talk about our children.
Right.
We cannot talk about them.
Yeah.
Which is absurd. And the whole thing is they try to say, well, it's for the health of the mother. But it's birth control. We have technology now to check these things out. It is generally used as birth control, not to mention it's genocide. Mm-hmm. I've got to go find this. I heard this on the radio. I haven't been able to verify this. I'm going to try to verify because this is probably the column next week. In New York City, there were more black babies aborted than born, is what I heard on a radio.
Well, again, I'd like to say voter suppression. There you go.
That is voter
complain
suppression.
Complain about it.
The Democrats.
that's
what I don't understand. And there's a lot of black Democrats. Because I did a column on this about a year or two ago. And I remember that research. A black baby is 5 times more likely than a white baby to be aborted.
Yeah.
Think about that. Margaret Sanger is getting her eugenics. We have killed 60 million babies in the last half century.
Wow.
And now and it's not enough. Now we want to kill them right up after birth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, what are they going to do? Say, look, you know what? Let's just make it a 1-year warranty. You got a year to decide. Bring him back if you don't like him. He cries too much.
Right, right.
Or he looks like the postman. Bring him back. We'll take care of it. Put him in a little baggie. We'll take care of it. Who are these? This is so heinous. It is evil.
That's it is evil. It
is absolutely
definitely evil.
If you can look at an ultrasound, if you can look at the development of the fetus as a baby, an unborn child, and then you hear what they actually do to, and you can still, if you can look at it and you still support it, ooh, it just gives me chills that you could be like that.
Once again, watch our State of the Union address. We talk about abortion as well.
Yep.
My friend Karen Vaughn.
Don't miss it. Hey, Bert just said before he got around to the Jews, Hitler murdered 300,000 of Germany's handicapped.
Mm-hmm.
This all part of, and Margaret Sanger applauded. That is, Bert from Theodore is absolutely right. Folks, we will be back next week, so y'all have a great week. Hopefully it'll warm up. Honey, it's time to come home.